The FT.
Greece once again is in turmoil as tensions rise between the Greek government and the European authorities over a looming deadline for the repayment of debt. I'm Patrick Jenkins, the FT's financial editor, and I'm joined by Ralph Atkins, capital markets editor, Martin Arnold, banking editor, and Caroline Binham, our financial regulation correspondent, to look at how things might pan out. The markets seem more jittery than they have done for a while, Ralph.
They've certainly woken up to Greece. Greece is the biggest topic in the markets this week. The reaction has been pretty sharp as well. I still think it falls into the category of slightly surprising it's not even greater, considering the serious situation over Athens and its standoff with its creditors.
And why do you think people are playing it down then?
Well, the assumption all throughout the past few years on Greece has been that a deal would be struck, especially since the election of the new government in January. The assumption was this is a sort of game that's going on and that it was in the interest of all sides to settle and to reach an agreement. I think that still remains the case. People in the markets do think that's the most likely outcome, but it's becoming perhaps less and less credible. And some people are starting to get a bit more worried about that. And some people think they're just blatantly just wrong.
Would you agree there's a school of thought out there that says actually the final decision on crystallising any crisis here rests with the ECB because they are the suppliers of liquidity to the Greek banks, and unless you pull the plug to the Greek banks, then everything can continue rolling on and can getting kicked down the road. And actually, the ECB isn't going to pull that plug because it knows that it would crystallise the crisis.
Yeah, this is one of the very big questions, is whether the ECB does pull that plug, because as you say, it is propping up the banks, and if it did pull the plug, the banking system would collapse, and almost inevitably I would think that euro exit and capital controls and everything would follow. Will it pull the plug? Well, I wouldn't rule it out. And Mario Draghi, the president, says they're rules-based. They do have rules saying when they can provide this liquidity, and if the banks are deemed not to be solvent, then they can pull the plug. But I think you're right. I think at the end of the day, would they be the ones who want to pull down potentially the whole sort of Eurozone system? I think not. I think they'd want to see the politicians taking the responsibility.
That would be some epitaph for Mario Draghi, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Let me turn to Martin. What do you think the state of the Greek banks is in?
As Ralph just said, the Greek banks are almost entirely reliant on the ECB. As far as they're concerned, it all hinges on that. However, there is one other rather worrying trend that we've seen in the past 6 to 12 months, which is the flight of deposits out of the Greek banking system, which is kind of twofold. The first withdrawal of deposits that we saw was mainly extremely wealthy people with large deposits in the Greek banks or private sector companies pulling out those deposits and putting them in banks which were considered much safer. And also, in case of a exit from the euro and a return of the drachma and a massive devaluation, those savings would be protected. More recently, what we've seen with tens of billions of euros of deposits coming out in the last few months is the public sector bodies, so the state institutions, taking any excess deposits that they had in the Greek banks and paying them into the Greek central bank to help the government meet the payroll, help it pay policemen and civil servants and nurses and doctors. And that was a government policy. So that's accentuated this withdrawal of deposits. Now, if there was to be a default in a couple of weeks on this 1.5 billion loan that needs to be repaid in a couple of weeks, then you could see the deposit flight accelerate. And that could well necessitate some kind of capital controls, some kind of currency controls being implemented. And the precedent here is what happened in Cyprus, where under pressure from the EU, Cyprus imposed currency controls, which restricted the amount of money that people could take out of the banks or pay out of the country to foreign banks. So that happened in 2012. And those controls were only completely lifted this year. But it was very, very painful for the domestic government to do that. And I think it would be very, very, very painful for the Greek government to do that. And the Cypriot government only agreed to do this in return for a bailout package. Would the Greek government agree to do this, given how unpopular it would be domestically, given how bad relations seem to be between Athens and the troika of the IMF, the European Commission and the ECB? It's not clear. But that is one way that you would stop that flight of deposits. If you don't stop it, the banks will ultimately collapse and they will not be able to fund themselves.
Well, let me bring Caroline in here, because all of that noise and all of that uncertainty is rather spooking regulators around the world, but particularly there's concern within the UK regulatory environment at the moment about whether banks here have plans in place to deal with the fallout.
Whilst I would say sanguine is perhaps overstating it, there's certainly no great sense of panic emanating from the bank at the moment. They're not commenting on the record about contingency planning that they're asking UK banks under their purview to undertake, but it can be taken as read that there is certainly contingency planning going on, and it's been going on for the last few years, certainly since we first heard Grexit being mooted as a concept some 4 or 5 years ago. The bank, according to its official statistics, they say that UK banks' exposure to Greece stands at about just under £2 billion sterling, and that's expected to decrease when the next round of data comes out as well. So that accounts for about 1-2% of banks' common equity, so certainly manageable. I think the one caveat to that is that if you look through some of the public pronouncements Carney and other bank officials have made over the last 6 months, the fear is not so much in Grexit in and of itself, it's what it represents in terms of confidence in other peripheral southern Mediterranean economies. So if confidence in the markets of economies such as Spain and Italy was suddenly called into question, then I think it would be a different kettle of fish.
Well, Martin, do you want to come back with a final word?
Just to say, you know, if you talk to any of the big European or US banks about the Grexit risk, they all do sound extremely sanguine about it from their own individual exposure point of view, because all the foreign banks that owned businesses in Greece have either sold them or shut them down because of the last crisis. They've all looked through their portfolios and basically either hedged or sold out of any kind of major exposure to Greek sovereign debt or to Greek corporate loans. So the exposure of the financial system to Greece itself, the direct financial exposure, is fairly limited. The big question would be what happens if there was some major market aftershocks in terms of a spiking of the spreads for other peripheral countries' sovereign bond markets.
Yes, that old question of contagion risk. We'll monitor that obviously very closely. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy the FT's Banking Weekly podcast. It's presented by me, Patrick Jenkins, the financial editor at the FT, and I'm joined by a team and an external guest every week. You can find this every Tuesday at ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.